is there more than one Buddha? If so, how are they different? What do they represent? Câu hỏi là chỉ có một Đức Phật thôi hay là có nhiều vị? Nếu mà có nhiều vị thì khác biệt như thế nào? Và mỗi vị được tượng trưng cho cái gì? In the reality, we only have one Buddha. His name is Shakyamuni. He was a prince. He ordained as a monastic. He practiced meditation and learned from many other teachers. It's 6 years. So one day he attained the full enlightenment we call Buddha. Buddha is the is not God. Buddha is not a saint. Buddha is not a holy person. Buddha is just a human being, just like anyone else. But in the Buddha, he able to cultivate his love, his understanding to the very high degree. We call the Buddha the fully enlightened. What did he enlighten? Enlightenment means be able to understand all the things that come and go in this life. For instance, the Buddha looked at the flower and the Buddha can tell us the flower is not real. It's just manifestation. But one day this flower will be dying. But when it dies, do not too sad, because you know that this flower will become compost, and the compost will continue for the other flowers to come. As a human, we happy when we unite. We not happy when we depart. But in the eyes of the fully enlightened one, they are not moving, shaking, or afraid of fear of coming and going, because they know when they go, on the way they come back. Just like we take the bus, we left the station A. We are coming to station B. In our head, we think we are coming to C. But in the eyes of the fully enlightened one, they know that after they left station A, they are on the way to come back A. Because A, B, C, D, they come back A. So since we live, in our living, it's already contained the death. In our healthy condition, it's already contained the sickness. So that's why, in the eyes of the fully enlightened one, they are not suffering at all, because they understand how things compose. When we grow up, that means our parents start to get older. There's no way that we grow up as an adult, but our parents still younger. So everything come along. This is because I have a chance to come. I come here first day, second day, but after my second day, I start to leave. But don't worry, I leave, but I have a chance to come back. So we thanks to the improvement. So we do not call the Buddha as the all-knowing, all-powerful one, but we call the Buddha the enlightened one. The Buddha never create anything, but he can see how things come, how the things come together, and how things will depart. So that's why we respect the Buddha as a teacher. We do not respect the Buddha as a saint, as a holy one. So later on, those taking refuge in the Triple J, the Buddha, the Dharma, the Sangha. And you should remember, keep in mind that Buddha is our teacher. So today, you're taking refuge in the Buddha, that means you return to accept the Buddha as the teacher. The one who is able to give us the guidance, the support. Because the Buddha is the one who already walked on this path. He successed. And now, he allows us, he introduced us. So if we walk the same as the Buddha, we will be the Buddha. So, of course, there are more than one Buddha. If we practice the same as the Buddha. Buddha never said, I am the only one, and you have to serve me. You are my servant. The Buddha says, I am the one who attained. You are the one who will be attained. So when you look at me, you say, wow, I use it great. You can become a monk for 30 years. If you want to, you still can become a monk. I can shave your head. I can give you my support, my guide, and you will become a monk, and you can practice the same as I And I will be more happy if you are doing more things than me. You are doing more better than me. So we have a monk, but not only one monk. We have many monks. We have one Buddha, it's not enough. In our practice, we said that one Buddha is not enough. Why is that? Because we need lots of Buddhas to stay on this world to help people. Because the more Buddha we have, the more enlightened we are able to help others. The more we can awake others. So right now, we have the capacity, but we do not cultivate that in the high degree. We do have that. We do have the capacity, we do have the nature, but we are not cultivating that regularly. That's why, you know, we are that. We are the Buddha, the part-time Buddha, not the full-time Buddha. So you want to be a full-time Buddha, you need to stick with your practice. Get down your practice. And what I just shared with you, how to sit calmly and breathe. And this is the technique to help you to come back to yourself. The more you come back to yourself, the more you can see things clearly. Example, the more you rest, the more you relax. The more you open your eyes and abuse yourself, the more you tire. You only can be. The more you reflect, the more you clear. So coming back to ourselves is a very important practice. Because if we do not come back to ourselves, we don't know ourselves, then how can we know the others? So when you know yourself, you will know others. What is that for? You understand the others, because you can put yourself in that situation, and you can understand them, and the more you understand them, the more you can release them. The more you can forgive them, the more you can accept them, and the more you can help them. Because you can see yourself and you can see others. When you see yourself, you see others, because the others are exactly it. They still have greed, hate, ignorance. So we never blame him. How come he's so angry? We also anger him, but we don't see him. So the enlightened one can see themselves and they see others. That's why they can have a great love, because they can see that. They have same problems, others have same problems. So in the Buddhist practice, we don't have anyone called all-knowing, all-powerful. The Buddha has no power to do anything for us. The Buddha is unable to bring suffering out of ourselves. But the Buddha can give us the instructions so we can take our own medication. I cannot eat, but you get full. You have to get to eat. So when you hold in your hand a prescription, do not misunderstand it. That you already did. You just have the prescription. You have to take your medications. You have to take the healing in order to get well. So we have one Buddha, we have many Buddhas. And each Buddha have different jobs. Just like today, we're coming here in 4 days and we have so many Buddhas to come and help us. Right now, many Buddhas in the kitchen. Some Buddha in the tent. Some Buddha outside with the floor. Some Buddha taking care about the parking lot. And we are the Buddha listening to Dhamma. So with the eyes of understanding, you can recognize Buddhas around you. And because you see lots of Buddhas around, that's why everyone who can join your club and bow down them, bow to them without any problem, without any justice, without any justice, because you can see them as a Buddha. That's why in the Buddhist practice, when you meet each other, the beautiful way to greet to each other is to join your palm. Join your palm and bow. This is the beautiful way to greet instead of shaking hands. Shaking hands only one hand and one hand. But this is the best way, two hands. The 10 fingers symbolize for your mind in 10 directions. So when you join your palms together, bring your mind in the 10 directions together. In Chinese, they call it hip-hop. Bring the 10 together. Bring your 10 fingers together.